Today's daf brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Chov Zayin, and we are holding up the Halakha Mishna right at the top of the daf, and maybe get to the Avadim. So here we have another problem, which is the problem of both the question of the identification of a get, if it was lost and found, and then of course we have the question of whether perhaps there was a nimlach before it was found. Maybe it had never been delivered. The question is whether one returns it to the husband. Does one return it to the wife? Does one return it at all? Maybe it belongs to somebody else. So our Mishnah discusses only a small element of that. It doesn't discuss the rutzen of the baal, the question of whether she wasn't supposed to be getting this get. And it tells us that if matzola alter, it's kasher. So if the get is found on the spot, on site, an altar, actually, some say the altar comes from al-atar, on the spot, the altar. So then it's kosher, and then you can assume that it's the same get, but if not, it would be pasul, because how do we know that the get didn't fall from someone else? Of course, falling from someone else would imply that there would be a possibility of a matching get. Same name, male, same female. And okay, we'll have to see. If it was found inside of a leather bag, actually it means a more of a node. How would you say that?
A node?
One of those wrappers.
Goat
like
skin. Flask.
A leather flask, you know, like the Megillah covers. They still use that. The soft Megillah covers. I even have one at home. I just don't. No, I don't remember what the name is. No. Like a chemas.
A satchel.
No, a bedluskimi is a satchel. So matzo bechafisa or bedluskima, which is a satchel or a what do you call those? The modern term for it is. No, when you're carrying one of those fancy
Place?
Yeah, forget it. one of those fancy bags that a businessman gets. Thank you. Not the chain case. There you go. Thank you. Imakiro. Or let me understand. Or if you're makir the get itself, because the way Rashi understands it, then it's kosher. We have a direct contradiction to this from, in fact, the main sugya of Metzia and Bab Metzia. So it says over there, what if you find Gitei Nashim v'Shichurei Avadim, or you find Daitiki, which are Matanot of Shchiv Mira, or Matanot, normal Matanot of Abori, or Shovrim, you have receipts. Now what do you do with this? So Areza Lo Yachzir, you can't give it to anybody. You can't give it to either party. Because it's possible. I mean, how do we know that even if we could identify that it's the correct one and it's written for the right people, how do we know that it was actually used? I mean, the guy may have decided he doesn't want to divorce his wife, or he doesn't want to free his eved, or he changed his mind and he got better and he was no longer a shchiv merai, takes his thing back, or the Matani changes mind before ever sending it or whatever. I mean, how can you give it to anybody? You have no idea whether it's a valid contract or not. Now, that implies that that's the problem, right? In other words, if we would know that the parties that are involved are agreeable, so then, I mean, how much new? So the Baal says, yes, yes, indeed, it's the get, you know, give it to her. That would be fine. And, I mean, normally when you're talking about finding something, finding it is at any time. I found it. It could be years later. I don't know. Still, I found something. It certainly doesn't make sense to say la'alter, right? So then, if that's the case, it's a direct steer to our Mishnah. Because here it says our only problem is our concern about whether it was actually meant to be given. But if the parties are made, then there's no problem. Give it. Afil is man meruba. But how do you know it's the correct get? Maybe it's not the correct get. Our Mishnah, obviously, is worried about a substitution get. That's what it's saying. So what's the point? Oh, my Rabbi Lukasha. What we'll have to say is that the only time that we're chayish for a similar contract to the one that was found to possibly have taken its place, I mean, the likelihood of such a thing is infinitesimal unless you have traffic. mean, if you have traffic, then anything could happen. So, kan b'makom shashayarot mitzuyot, if you have traffic going by this place, and we'll see, that means that they would have had a chance to stop, and they would have had a seuda, people would have taken it as a camping site or whatever, okay. So then I understand, it could have fallen from anybody. But I mean, why in the world would I assume that somebody of the same name, with the same wife's name, and so on, would, that doesn't make sense. And therefore, what we're talking about is in that Mishnah, it's b'makom shein hashayarot mitzuyot, stam you found a get somewhere in the middle of in the middle of nowhere, and that kind of get, why would you be chashish that dafka, that somebody else is going by? And by the way, afilu b'makom shein hashayarot mitzuyot, even if you have indeed people going by all the time,
This is the president's chair right here.
Then Richie the Porridge was just right.
I get to inherit a leather jacket.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
That's going to cost.
It would only be where it's possible that there would be a match. I mean, possible to be a match is where it's reasonable that we've got somebody else by the same name in that town with the same wife. I mean, otherwise it doesn't make sense on any of the above contracts. So the only time that it's a mokum shashayarot mitzuyot that we've got a problem is if Yosef bin Shimon bin Rachat. Suddenly we've got two people by the same name in the same town that's identified as the place of the contract, because the lotim ha'achi, if you're not willing to say that Rabbah certainly did not mean to imply that the very fact that you have traffic is sufficient for us to have to be chayish, even though we don't have a chazor for somebody else by the same name, then you'd have a contradiction in Rabbah. Because ilotim ha'chikashi de Rabbah de Rabbah. Where's the problem? There was an actual event. Now a get was found in Ravuna's Besdin. And it had a place, and it said, Bishviri matadal rachis nahara, that in the town of Shviri, on the river Rachis. And the question was, we knew for a fact that there was no gentleman other than the one that we're aware of in Shviri who has that name, and certainly not one who's married to that same woman. And Ravuna said, I mean, the only thing we have to worry about over here, said Ravuna, and this should be with a question mark, according to most, that Choshen L'Shnei Shviri, should we also think that there are two towns of Shviri on the river Rochis, and there may be somebody else by the same name, and you'd never know about alternative universes and so on, you know. V'omalei Rav Chista. So Rav Chista said to Rabbah, which is what usually happens in that circumstance, is that when Runa's got a problem, it means he's going to be coming to Rabbah to discuss the thing, and you better work on this overnight because he's going to be at you. So I'm telling you, you poke Ayenba, you better spend the day working. This is the word to buy. Ravuna, yeah, Ravuna's going to be asking you for some material here. So sure enough, Rabbah was Navagok Vyashkach. He went out, started being Medayak, and he found what he considered to be a sufficient solution to Ravuna's question. Anything that is a ma'aseh beidin, something that came out of a court and it has a kiyum in court, so that you don't have to worry about. You should give it back, because, after all, why would it have been mekuyam in beidin? Certainly, what are we thinking? Somebody wrote a contract to borrow $100, never borrowed it. That's what you said. Maybe it was an imlach, right? So for heaven's sake, so why is it Mekuyam and Besdin? Certainly the putative borrower didn't need to be Mekuyam. I mean, it was the lender who would want to be Mekuyam. He brought him to Besdin. Same thing would be true about a get. I mean, she would want to be Mekuyam. So what do we say? He changed his mind, didn't give him the get. So once already it's Mekuyam, it's clear the transaction has taken place. Now somebody went into Beit Din in order to have proof of the said transaction. So if that's the case, you don't have to worry. That it was never used. You don't have to worry about it. You know, it's the same contract. Maybe it's someone else's contract. Aha! Uh-huh. Therefore, says Rabbah, obviously, despite the fact that we're talking about Maisa Bezdin, this was accepted. It was Ravuna's Beit Din. Ravuna's Beit Din is about as traffic full as imaginable. People would come from all over the place to this place. You know, they needed the Piskei Halachas Ravuna. So it's a Mokom Shashayarot Mitzuyotami. And here is Rabba blithely saying, what's the problem? Give it back. What do you mean, what's the problem? Give it back. It's Shayarot HaMitzuyot. Rabba just said that if it's Shayarot HaMitzuyot, then you have to worry. Obviously, he meant you have to worry in the event that you have Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. But if not, you don't have to worry. So for sure, Alma, and you don't have to worry about it, which means that you have two necessary requirements. First of all, that we are aware of the fact that someone else exists by this name in that location. And second of all, there was traffic coming by that might possibly have dropped a similar contract that was by that somebody in this location. But if you don't have both of those, then you don't have to worry. Now, in fact, Rabba actually was semech on his own answer, the steer of the Mishnayot and the story with Ravuna. And he was Ovad Rabba Uvda. Rabba himself, Halacha L'maisa, gave a get back which had been found ishtakach bekitna bepumpedita kishmaitate. So it was found in a linen processing plant in Pumbedita, and he was relying on his own Shmua. Now the question is, what is a linen processing plant? So ikad yamri beduch tehech de tarukit, no? Now, there's two possibilities. A linen processing flax stinks to high heaven. So it's a place you have it in the back of the house and so on. It is definitely not a place where Shayarot Mitzuyot. So then the issue would be that even though there was, in fact, what does it mean? He had to rely on his own Shmua. That even though there was, in fact, another person by that name in town, there is no way that we have to be cheshish that a get would have gotten there, because there's no traffic in that kind of location. Or it might mean that it was talking about, we're not sure, it was a duchta de mizavnik. It might have been in the flax selling. It was like a factory store, in which case obviously people do come in all the time. So then in what sense was he relying on his shmua? He was relying on his own svara, in that there was no huzaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon. So again, we have an example of the fact that we have two requirements before we are ready to even worry about it's belonging to someone else. Reb Zera actually went through the same thing himself, except that he didn't point out the stira to the Mishnah in Baba Metzia. Instead, he pointed out a contradiction to a Braita, which is rather strange, because if there's a Mishnah that says the same thing, obviously you go to the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to ask, why did he go to a Braita if he could have asked the same question from a Mishnah? So Rabbi Zera was Romi Matnit and Abraita Umishani. And now here's how it goes in Rabbi Zera's version. Take our Mishnah first. Tanan. Habevi get viavade benu im betzaola alter kasher viim lav pasul. My question is, for Aminu, what about the following Braita? Matzah get isha b'shok. Somebody finds a get of a woman, and it's in the marketplace. If the husband admits that this indeed was the get that was meant to be given to her, Bisman Shabal Modeh, Yarzilisha, just give it back to her. Ain't a Baal Modeh. If he says, I don't know, I never gave her that get, so then Lo Yarzir, Lo Lazev, Lo Lazet. You can't back give it back to the husband either. Because what if he had given her the get and he had not paid her the ketuvah? Now, if Lomaita, she ends up in bringing proof that there was a get, he can always say, well, but I have it now because I paid the ketuvah. She didn't have the ketuvah to give to me, and it's a t'nai beit din, so the deal is I pay, but she gives back get. Ah, so I paid. And we can't give it back to him because maybe he didn't pay. Maybe it's all a ruse in order to be able to get it back from her. Obviously, to her, we can't give it because she would go and present the get and go and get married to somebody else, even though we have that chazaka, of course, that that the Eini Shami Izah B'fnei Ba'ala, but as Tosfos points out, that's only if she doesn't have a get man. If she has got a get man, may Izahu, may Izahu. There is no problem at all. She just doesn't want to get involved in all the legalities. It's not, you know. But if she can get away with it, then why not? Right? She can't give it to either. Now, obviously, this says B'feirush, that Hab is Manshab Almodeh, it nonetheless, Yagzirli Yishan. It does not give us any time over here. It's time you found a get in the shuk. That's not talking about the guy who's standing there and said, I lost something, and now we're going to look and see whether it's there. You found a get in the shuk. So it makes no difference how much time it was. It's not Lealter. And he, Rebbe Zera, provided the same answer that Rabba provided. So it depends whether we have to be choshish. However, there are two opinions about what he held of the other issue as to whether we'll only be choshish if huchzeku shnei Yosef ben Shimon v'ir, which Rabba definitely held up, because otherwise we'd have a contradiction in Rabba. So some say that indeed he only said you have to worry about Shairot Mitzuyot if we know that there exists another party that might possibly be the real writer of this contract, whatever it was. And Ikari, which is Hainu de Rabba, that would end up meaning that Rabbi Zera said exactly what Rabba said, not only about Shairot, but also about Zeku Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. And Ikari Amre, Afag Avdalo Zeku Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, he also would lo leader upliga to Rabba that if Shairot are Mitzuyot without our knowing that another person of this name exists, then he would be arguing on Rabba. Now I understand why Rabba would certainly not want to substitute the Braita for the lovely Mishnah in Bava Metzia that he is using as his source text for the contradiction that he pointed out in the Mishnayot. I mean, you always go to a Mishnah. So, of course, Bishlama de Rabba lo amak Rabbi Zera. I mean, Matnitin is always alima lelakshuye. It's always better to ask from a Mishnah. But why in the world would Rabbi Zera not want to ask from the Mishnah? Instead, he slips it down to the Braita. Rabbi Zera, my time lo amak Rabba. Because, says the Gemara, Rabbi Zera held that the Mishnah is not really a contradiction. It's not even a question. Because all that that Mishnah says, the Mishnah is not coming to address the issues about whether it's somebody else. The Mishnah is clearly only questioning whether there is a Baal or not, right? That is Moda. So he says, look, it doesn't say in that Mishnah, Im Amar Tnu Notnim Vafilu Lizman Meruba. I mean, you made a diuk, right? You went ahead and said, Ha Amru Tnu, then Notnim. And that must mean Afil Isman Meruba. Who says? It's certainly true that we need for the Baal to say Tnu Notim. That is correct, right? Because you said, how do we know that he didn't change his mind? Maybe it was Nimlach. That's the way we raise the whole issue in that mission. Okay, so if we only have to be Chayish with Nimlach, then it's correct to say that if you don't worry about Nimlach, it's okay. But that doesn't mean if you don't worry about Nimlach, it's okay and there are no other criteria that need to be fulfilled. Obviously, you also need to identify that it's the same get. I don't know how you do that. Then it depends. If you found it right away, I mean, I'm not coming to even discuss that issue. But if the Braita speaks out beferish, that if he says, Tnu, give it, what is that supposed to mean? He says, no, give it, then obviously you're saying we don't worry about other criteria. What happened to the question of Lealter? There I can ask the question. But if you never came to say those words, the Mishnah is simply pointing out that there's a problem of Bimlach, which we didn't even discuss here. What's the problem? One Mishnah comes to tell you the question of identification. The other Mishnah comes to tell you the question of maybe it was Bimlach. I mean, what? No even space in which these two Mishnayot touch. They're talking about different issues. You can't ask a question from one on the other, says Rabbi Zera. On the other hand, the Braita is coming to tell you practical. What do you do if he says to do given? So you don't have to tell me that that's not true, except under special circumstances. Okay, so because of that, I'm asking for the Braita. Dilma, maybe the meaning is that Im Omar Tnu Notnim, of course, with whatever requirements are there, like our mishnah's requirements. Get a kaibel on the altar, perfectly reasonable thing. Rabbi Yirmi Omar. Rabbi Yirmi says, look, there's not really a problem. Not from the Mishnah, not from the Braita. We could certainly be talking about a very simple case. Remember, we're only worried about matching up Shnei Yosef and Shimon's, who happened to be married with the same woman. Rav Huna raised, same name, woman. Rav Huna raised the question about maybe there is some hyperspace universe where there's another city named Shviri that does have two Yosef and Shimon. Fine, let's say. But how about taking into consideration the Edim? Suppose the Edim are signed, and we ask the Edim. The Edim said, we signed one get in all our lives with those names on it. Okay, so then fine. Then that means don't worry. That's not the issue. The issue is only Nimlach. Then what do you need to find all kinds of excuses for how, I don't care if it's the Braita. It's obvious that the Braita could be discussing a case and taking for granted, assuming there's nothing else to worry about. That's all it's saying. If he says, Tnu, Tnu, where would that be? Where there's positive identification. There could be many types of positive identification. He's got his thumbprints all over it, as we're going to see. Or maybe the witnesses say that they never signed on such a thing. So first, Rabbi Yirmi says, Kigon di Amre Edim, Miolam lo chatamnu, Ela al get echad shel Yosef ben Shimon. So then what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is, look, if Rav Huna wanted to go around thinking about Shviri, some other Shviri on the same river, I mean, maybe there's two witnesses that just happen to have the same name. You know, I mean, I don't know how far you want to take this. So, and Edim ke Edim. Okay, so that's just telling you, look, there's limits to the Chashash. Rav Ashi says, well, what about fingerprints? Kigondika Omar, Nekev Yeshbo Bitsad Ot Plonit, which is a Simen Muvan. So suppose he can identify some say the Shliach says something, some say the Edim say, the Shliach, obviously would be, the question is whether they saw it after it was recovered, obviously. If you saw it after it recovers, it could be much of a riot. I guess it doesn't go into that question, which gives us more reasonable, but basically you can understand that as long as we know that the only way that we could have this particular simon is if indeed this is the get that they are believed, they are nema to say it, so then what's the problem? Now, when I say there is a little hole next to the vav in the fourth word of the get, you know, that's because that is called a simon muvhak. To identify something with a simon that is just the type of simon that you would use for giving back an aveda may not be good enough. Because there's a major question about whether the Torah allows you to give back things just because someone has a simon, right? So let's say somebody says, you know, I lost my car keys and it's got a Mazda little sticker on it, right? I mean, there's millions of keys with Mazda stickers on it. You know, so... Yeah, exactly. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? So can you really rely on the coincidence of the fact that somebody says, I found a key, and somebody comes running and says, well, I lost a key, give me a simon, it's a Mazda key. Fine, here it's yours. I mean, that's certainly not a simon muvhak.
Just tell me where the car's parked.
Right? So, okay, we do know that the Gemara Bava Metzia says that even if you hold that the simanim are not the oraita of this type, and that mi'ikara din, you could only return a metzia based on edut, that this belongs to that person, or on a siman muvhak, then we would have to say that it's a takana d'rabanan that allows for the proper functioning of society, which everybody would prefer to be able to get back things and not to... But then, of course, what do you do when it's no gay identification of a get? I mean, then it becomes a question of a diorita, being matir neshetish, and then how do we know that the Torah allows it to be sebechot simonim for being matir neshetish? So that's why I am saying, says Rav Ashi, look, I don't want to stick my nose into that issue. So, okay, that's a machloket. Bottom line is, I could tell you that it's talking about a case we have a simon muvak. Okay, so it's got this guy's thumbprint on it. Okay, so then it's Davka Bitsad Oth Ploni. That's why I said that. Because that would be a Siman Muvhak. the likelihood of there being another get with precisely this name and that band and with exactly the hole in the middle of the vav on the fourth, that's crazy. So because of that, it's called the Zimun Mufar. Abba Bek, Ev Bialma, look, stomp for a person saying it has a hole in the get. No. Maybe millions of getin that have a hole through the cloth. So Nek Ev Bialma, lo. Why? Because, look, I don't know myself how to pask about that issue. Says Rav Hashi, the Mesapkele Siman Imidi, right? The Rabbanan. I don't want to get involved in that. So I'm telling you, a case that will work out even if normal Simanim are the Rabbanan.
Who put the Siman in?
Nobody. No, it happened. He said, we know, we can identify that get. That's definitely that get.
Piece of cloth had this. Had
it, yeah, well, it often happens. A little hole in it doesn't bother anybody.
Put in a Siman Dafkas.
Yeah, okay, that's in order to make sure that this, but I'm saying this, the Gemara is not talking about you put in the Siman. Yeah. Now, Rabba Barbachana Yirchas Lagita Be Midrash. And it was another Maisa. Rabbi Barbar Chanan made the mistake of losing a get that he was a shliach on in the Beit HaMidrash. Okay, so now they found it, you know, inside a shtender, and then nobody wants to give it back to him. I mean, it's the Mishnah. I don't know if we can give it back to him. So he says, listen, cut the shit. First of all, I have a siman. I have a siman mufakene. And besides that, I also can identify it. I know my get. Okay, so that is called Tviut Eina, not Tviut Eina.
Wait, this is the Baal or the Shliach?
The Shliach.
You're saying that I know that this is the get?
Yes, I looked very carefully at it, and I can definitely tell you this is the get. Now, the difference between Tviut Ayin, of course, I can't tell you how I know it's the get, right? So as the Gemara says, Tviut Ayin is much better than a Siman. Because you can tell somebody, the Gemara actually uses this example, you tell somebody, call me so-and-so from the Beit HaMidrash. He says, I don't know so-and-so. So you give him a siman. It's the guy that wears the purple glasses and he's got a ponytail. You know. Now, you know, maybe I'll find him on that basis or maybe I won't. But if I know so-and-so, I don't have to ask for any kind of siman. Now, but if you ask me how to identify so-and-so, I have no idea. I can't give you any siman. So obviously, Tfilas Eina is much better than a siman. Because basically, it's a holistic application of knowledge that you, there's no particular one-to-one matchup, and that's much more powerful than matchups that are made on the basis of a particular detail. So Tfias Ayin is better. The problem is, Tosis is approaching, the problem is, of course, every human has Tfias Ayin. But the question is, can we trust you? That's a different issue. So if he's a Talmud Chacham, that is not Mishana B'Dibura, we will trust him. He said, that's mine. I recognize it. How do you recognize it? Well, what do you mean, how do I recognize it? I mean, I think your wife is my wife. I'm able to tell you a siman. I don't know, but I know this is my wife. Exactly, yeah. Okay, so that, for sure, he's saying, I don't know if you trust me as a Talmud Chacham, but I'm telling you, I have to be a Zion in it. And in the end, he gave it back to him. I drew in the Allah. Now, Rabbi Barbachana said, but I'm not sure. You know, I didn't really want to ask why they gave it back to me. So I don't know whether it's because of the siman they gave it back to me. So yeah, that ain't mishum siman. He did not have a siman mufak. Sorry. So that would only be given back to him in terms of simanim diraita, or mishum tviot eina, or dafka, because he said that it's, I recognize it, and therefore we would only have given it back because he is a tzurban mirabon. Aval inish ba'amalo, we never would have given it back to somebody else because we do not know that we can trust the guy. Now that's something else. The question in general is, as Tosis points out, I mean, if a Baal says, I divorced my wife, right? So he's an Eman to say he divorced his wife. So what's the whole discussion over here? What's the difference about the contract? You're saying maybe it's somebody else. So it's somebody else's. So what do you want? So let her take the get that will serve as a riot.
Even though it's not the one he...
Doesn't matter. But does it matter? We're not giving her the get, are we? No. We're not giving her the get as an act of garishing. We're just giving it back to her. Somebody found a contract. What do you care? Say, maybe it's wrong. So, and what harm is going to come out of giving it back to her? Now.
They wouldn't be considered a deem
for giving the get. I mean, there's no way she would turn around and say, but I got the get from these two guys who came and delivered it.
But
you know?
Who cares? The ball is mine anyway. So he's basically saying, I divorced my wife. So if this isn't the contract, what's the difference, right? So what's this whole idea? What do you mean, Lisvan Maruba? How our mission... He's clearly talking about, when we were talking about maybe it was Nimbal Katzon, they want to use the contract. That's what, and our, what's our mission talking about? You lost the get, and now you want to use it. Right? So if you find it right away, you can use it. I understand that's a problem. But what's the question of whether you just want to give it a get as a riot? What does that have to do with the issue? It shouldn't hurt anybody that you give it to her as a raya if he's made it, he divorced her anyway.
You mean a raya as a, like a lost object in this specific case?
No. The husband is saying, I divorced her. She is saying, this is my divorce. Now, you're saying, well, we can't give it to you. Why can't we give it to you? Maybe it's somebody else's divorce. Maybe it is. So what do you think?
Wait a second. Are we assuming that this get... was given to a shaliach who was supposed to bring it to the wife.
The boss said he gave it to her.
Oh, that he gave it to her?
Yeah, he gave it to her. This is a get. She's been out. This is her get. I don't know. She's such an idiot. She loses everything you give her. So she dropped her get. Give it back to her. What do I care?
What if the boss says, this? I divorced her, but this isn't her get because I already paid you back?
But that's not the case, you know. And what if Mars would actually lose its orbit and bump into the earth?
I understand.
Vilikovsky lives, but right now we're talking about our problems.
So this is connected to the Rava Bachana get that he found in the yeshiva. I'm talking about that get, right?
No. In general, now that get he wanted to give.
Yeah.
Right, but all these other cases that you find a contract in the shuk, you want to give it, the Baal's beta, what is wrong? It shouldn't be even a question at all. Mm-hmm. So this is, even if it's the wrong get, it's not harming anybody to give it the wrong get. She only wants it as a proof.
Except the real guy who lost it.
What?
The real guy who lost it, he's out again.
Okay.
I'll get again.
Mm-hmm. What's the big deal? We're certainly not good. Yep. The only reason we're so mocking here is because for these ridiculously small possibilities, much better than a simon. So it's just because we're worried about big mater nations. But if we're not being worried about mater nations, what's the problem, right? So Tosis says the point is because the only reason we believe him over here is mikan olahaba. But here he's got a get that could be teref lekuchas from the date of the get. And there'd be nothing to indicate that on the get if we give it back to her. What is so fascinating about this?
Shviri on Shviri.
You're still in Shviri. You remind me of that Buddhist monk story. An amazing story. Mm-hmm. Right? These two Buddhist monks were walking along the road. There was a terrible, terrible storm. And there they see in this river, gushing river, this naked woman who is drowning. Nude. So they know the Gemara that says, Uza Chasuchaita, you won't go rescue a naked woman. So one of these monks jumps in, takes the woman, puts her on his shoulder, walks back, carries her to the shore, and puts her down, and then they continue walking with their discussion. Fine. 10 minutes later, the other guy says to him, listen, I got to really ask you. I mean, how'd you pick up that naked woman? He says, you're kidding. You're still carrying the naked woman? I put her down 10 minutes ago. So Barnea's still in Shvir.
You
know what
interrupt.
That's a wonderful one. That's a classic yeshiva story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Mikanoah.
Yeah, so Mikano Abba, that's not going to help us here because we're going to give her a get. It's going to be useful from the time to Peter Flakuchas and so on from earlier for all of the issues. Okay.
So therefore,
we have to, we can't just say because he's made it, it would have to be the correct get. That's why we're asking. But how do you know it's the correct get? Not because we're going to be using it for Gerish. Okay. Anyway, back to our subject. The Imlav, Basu, if not, then it's possible. Now, it didn't explain what exactly is meant by the altar. So what is called la altar? What's called shalola altar? So Rabbi Natan Omer, Shaha kedesh tavor shayra v'tishre. Right? Tishre is a lotion of, the Tosfos says, lotion of seuda, right? That's what it says, sheruta. Sheruta, the tzolota, the chedvala, and so on in the song, right? It's sheruta. This is the meal. Okay, so they had a chance to have a meal, because stam the fact that there's traffic shouldn't mean anything, but if they have to open up their suitcases and their pockets and their baskets and they're going out making a little picnic, then obviously they could have dropped something, right? Okay, so that's what it means. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, look, I mean, the point is that as long as we know that no one walked by, it's not a problem. So Kadesh Yeh Adam Omed, V'roi Shelo Avar Sham Adam, or some say, even if Avar Sham Adam, Yeh Shomrim Shelo Shaha Adam Sham. Because again, it would only be if there's a chance that he opened his pocket, sat down, and did something. And Rabbi Omer, Kedei Lichtov Et Aget. It's happened. I mean, it's just Rashi says it doesn't mean literally. We're chayish, somebody's going to write a similar get. It's just he's looking for reasonable time to relate to the events. So this isn't that amount of time, you know. You'd have to worry. So I relate it to, but it's just a shir beyond. So it's kedei lichtov et get. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, that would be as long as it takes to read the get. Or some say to write it and read the get, and that would be even if, says the Gemara, he did, it wouldn't be a problem, because afilu shav yesh bo simanim meyidim alav, namely neck of yesh bo betzadot plonit and so on, that would still be good. But ein meyidim al simanim aguf, you can't say, oh yeah, it was one of these long gitim, long and thin get, or it was a wide and short get. I mean, that's not a simon that we can rely on. There's lots of gitim like that. So in meidim asimane aguf the amri aroch the gods doesn't count. Now how about if you find it kashur bekis, ba'arniki, betabat? So it's in a wallet, or it's in a carrying case, or it's wrapped with a ring that you recognize, or for that matter, if you just found it in a drawer in your house, you know, or shematzeb ben kelav, then afilu lizman rubatz kosher, because even though lots of people may be guests in your house, they certainly didn't put a get in a drawer. And so, memela, where it's not reasonable that it could have come from anybody else, there's no problem. Itmar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Halacha Shelo Shaha Adam Sham. The shiur is that nobody actually stayed there for any time. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Halacha Shelo Avar Adam Sham. I mean, can't you just say who the halacha is like? You got to talk the whole thing. Say halacha Rabbi Shimon, you know. I mean, there is halacha Kiyesh Omrim. I mean, why do you have to speak out the whole thing? Just say halacha Kemar, you know. So lema mar halacha Kemar, lema mar halacha Kemar. Why are we talking about so much? Because you're giving people a chance to make a mistake. If you say, okay, we pass Rabbi Shimon, and somebody would say Rabbi Shimon said what the Yesh Omrim said, and the Yesh Omrim said, what do I need it for? So I just say the din. What exactly is a chafisa? Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, it's a chemat ktana. So it's a very small, what do you call this? Leather flasks, again, I'm asking you. Come on, there's a space. Arnea. This is part of archaeology.
There's a word for it?
Of course there's a word for it. My gosh, it's a skein, right?
Isn't it?
Yes, thank you. God.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. Now we have a lot of Or, yeah.
What's a skein?
Who's come on? I mean, a chafisa.
What's a chafisa?
Or a talika de sabi, which will explain why I cannot remember any words, which is an old man's carrying case. It's actually an attaché case. So that's one of these leather, you know, carrying bags, which nobody would be caught dead with unless he's an old man nowadays anyway.
Really?
Well, not if it's not sleek and beautiful.
The lawyer. The lawyer has a special.
Yeah. Well, but Benson's not even here, so what's the point? Maybe get via vadimen. Matzo l'alter kasher. Him laf pasul. Matzo bechafisal bedluskema imakiro kasher. Raminu. Matzagi teinashim shichurei avadim daite keimata not shovrim areze lo yachzir shani omer ktuvim ayu. Him lach alayim shelo litana. Ha omar tnu. Apparently not nima filo zman meruba. Omar rabba lo kasher kan b'makom shashayrot benziot. כאן במקום שאין השיירות מצויות. By the way, אפילו מקום שהשיירות מצויות would only be a problem if it was to שני יוסף בן שמעון בירחב. דילות הם הכי קשה דרבה דרבה, because once this מייסה, אבגית תשתקח בדין דרבונה, ואבי כתיב בבי בשבירי מטה דאורחיס נהרה. ביום רבונה, should we be חשן לשני שבירי? אומר לה רב חיסטה לרבה, you better make sure you do your work, because פה קיים בה דלורת הבוילה מנח רבונה. נפק דק וישכח תתן כל מעשה ביתן. Of course, always, somebody always gives you, you know, a heads up. Oh, yes, of course, Rebbe. There's an obvious raya. Wow, what a genius. So, koma se beitin, reze yachzir, va beitin ad ravuna de kamokum shashay rot mitziot sham, and nonetheless, they're accepting his pashit yachzir. Alma, it's only a problem if uzikushne yosef ben shimon birachatin, but ilo lovim rat chayish for hyperspace shviris. Actually, Ovad Rabba Uvda Be'ahu Gita Tishtakach Be'kitna Be'pupadita Keshmaitetein. Now, we're not sure. Some say it was Be'duchtech Etaru Kitna, in which case, even if Afakav Duchtaku, Shnei Yosef and Shimon, but since no Shayarot would go in a place like that, you don't have to worry about it. Or since it was just the opposite, because remember, we have two separate criterion. And there it would be talking about Shalom Uzaku, Veshchichat Shayarot, and it was a Duchtet Mezah. Rabbi Zera didn't go for this contradiction of Mishnayot, and instead, Rami Matitna Braita, and he ends up with the same basic answer, Bishak. It's not our Mishnah, maybe get Ve'avad Aminu Matzil Alta Kashivela Pasul. And his question was from the Braita, from Aminu. Matza Geit Isha Bishuk, Bishman, Shabba Almodeh Yachzir Li Isha, En Abba Almodeh, Lo Yachzir Lo Lezeh, Velo Lezeh. Okay, but is man shabal modeh, where there's no time limit, you can be machzir liisha, even lizman meruba. And how do you know, even though you've dealt with the nimlach problem, how do you know that you've dealt with the identification problem? Umeshani kan b'makom shashayirot mitziyot, and therefore it has to be lealter in our Mishnah. And the Braita is talking about makom shashayirot mitziyot. And what are the chances that some get appeared out of hyperspace from the same man and the same woman's name? It might be that he's going along with Rabbah and saying if Shairot Mitziot is a problem only and if Huzeku, and not Huzeku, then it would be no problem. So Huzeku to Lola Hader, which would mean that Rabbi Zeir agrees with Rabbah across the board and into Rabbah. Vikri Amri Afal Gavdel Huzeku, Lola Hader, in which case he only had one criteria, in which case he was pleged to Rabbah. Now, Bishlam and Rab obviously didn't want to ask from the Bright if he had a chance to ask from the Bishlam and Rabbi Zera, because of Matanit and Zalim Alelak Shuye. Why did Rabbi Zera, my time alone, Amar Karaba, and asking on the Mishnah? Amar Lecha, Rabbi Zera, Mika Tani im Amar Tnu Notim Afil Zman Meruba. No, you're being medayik the words. You said, since the problem is Nimlach, so apparently Amar Tnu Notim. Okay, but that's a deal. I mean, maybe it means imam atunat in kedekaimo, meaning lealta. Rabbi Yirmiyama, kegon deka amri edi meolam lo chatanu alo al getachar shi Yosef ben Shimon. See, okay, I mean, myla meyma. What do you mean, myla meyma? We're not crazy enough as is. Ma adatei melechash dil mitra mishmon kishma veidim keidim kamashma. Rabbi Yirmiyama, kegon deka amri nekev yeshbo bitzad ot plonit. And I'm saying it has to be Dafke Betzad Ot Plonit, because that would be a Simen Muvak. I would not accept just a hole. And the neck of Biyama, that is not good enough. Why? Because Mesafkle, Simanimi Dioraita, in which case you could rely on it even in terms of an Eshet Ish, but if it's only Drabonon, that's Hefker Bez and Hefker, is only very nice for Momonos, but it's no good for Eshet Ish. Rabba Barbachana, Yerchas Legita Be Midrash, Amar Lok Isimanaita Begave, although it's not a Simen Muvak. And eat viodena eat the begave, and they gave it back. And I said, I'm not sure why they gave it back. Lo yadana imishum simone hadro v'kasar v'simonim diraita imishum tviodena. But dafka tzur b'mirabonim then. But in inish ba'alma, we wouldn't be able to return it. Bimlav pasul tana rabbanon ezeu shlo la'alter. There's another gear say ezeu la'alter. Of course, I have to explain it accordingly. What the edge of the shir would be. Rabbi Natan omer sheshaha kidei she'ta'avor shayira v'tishrei. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer kedei sheyei adam omed v'roeh shelo avar sham adam, or yesh omrim shelo shaha sham adam. Rabbi Omer, kedei lichtov et agetches shir bialma. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, kedei likroto, cherbon kedei likotfo vilikroto. And the truth is that even if there was a shah, but if you've got simonim meidim alav, but I mean when I say simonim, the aminek of yeshua betzadot plonit, I certainly wouldn't mean ein meina simoni aguf like oruch v'gutz mitzaol kashor bekis ba'arnek betabat, or you find it in a drawer in your house mitzaol ben kilav, then of course afil is man ruba kasher. Itmar Rav Yudah Meshvah Lachah Shalom Shah Adam Sham, Rabba Barbachana Omer Rav Yitzchak Meshvah Lachah Shalom Avar Adam Sham. Why not just say Alokah Kabar Omar Alokah Kabar? Shum Daaf Kelohu. Mitzao Bechafisa Berluzka Bemaik Hafisa Omer Rabba Barbachana Chemat Ktana. And Maik Luzkema? Skin. To Talika Desati.